Moncrief on News Talk.
Time to solve all your problems. Adrian O'Connell and Declan Buckley are with us once again. Good afternoon to you both.
Good afternoon.
My wife and I have been together a couple of years where our relationship has enjoyed multiple holidays. However, I tend to find our biggest flights occur at the airport. I guess you could describe me as a type A person when it comes to flying. I like to be there 3 hours early, speed through security, and then march towards my gate so I can sit with a clear view of the imminent boarding queue. If there is a coffee shop or a WHS nearby, I will indulge. I just don't feel at ease until I'm sitting at my boarding gate waiting for my flight. My wife is the complete opposite. If it was up to her, we would arrive an hour before, where she would somehow find the time to mosey through the duty-free, sniffing various perfumes. I can't count the number of times we've fought because of our differing airport routines. I've come up with an idea to avoid these arguments, an airport divorce. This means doing our own thing before the flight, where we would not reconvene until the gate, even if this meant arriving at the airport at different times and by different means. Am I overreacting with this suggestion, or should I learn to compromise with my wife's laid-back nature? I think that's a genius idea.
It's a genius idea, but I think she'll miss her flights. I think that's what will happen, because I'd say, by the sounds of it, he is kind of carrying the show there, and he is the reason that they are making it to flights on time. And if you were to say to that lady, we're going to have a divorce at the airport, make your own way there, she's not going to make it. I don't think so. I think he is the reason, won't it? So maybe, yeah, if you want to...
You'll end up having a real divorce because you'll be in, like, you know, Santa Panza and she's at home.
With someone else.
I thought about this because the whole thing about this made me laugh because, you know, there's a lot of internet memes about this thing about, you know, I'm the person who's organizing everything and this is what's going on inside my travel partner's head. They don't have to worry about anything, because if you've got one person who's organized and stressed to the nth degree trying to get everything organized, then yes, the other person can just ride in their coattails because they don't have to.
They don't have to do anything.
Is great for zero stress for them. I would suggest that that's not entirely like an awful situation, because I think that the person is going to get stressed by their own admission, particularly this guy in the letter here. He's going to get stressed anyway. Mm-hmm. He's there going, I need to be two hours, you know, sitting in the seat watching people gather for a Ryanair flight where they're going to, you know, get you on the plane anyway. And, you know, I just think that whole process is designed to wind you up so that they can manage their whole systems better. The whole thing is designed to make you fear the fact that you're going to miss your flight, which you won't. And I think that's kind of what the problem is that you're buying into the system, whereas your wife is kind of going, well, you know, I want to smell the perfumes in duty free and I want to have a coffee and whatever. And neither of those things are wrong. It's just a worldview. Your two different worldviews work together as a couple, and she's not.
Yeah, like you come to some sort of compromise. Like you don't have to do the 3 hour thing, like, but you can go maybe an hour later. But I just can't, lads. I think the day you see me running through an airport, put me down. I don't think there's anything more cringy than people running. I'm like, why are you running? And you might miss the connection, but like, if you're running and it was because you purposely didn't go to the airport on time, I just can't get on board with that. I am him. Like, I need to get to the airport 3 hours beforehand. I enjoy the whole...
You know that thing where everybody gets in the plane and then the plane just is sitting there for a minute and then two gobs get on like 20 minutes after everybody else.
I'm like, what are you doing?
I hate
doing?
Those people. I just hate them.
I just hate them. I'm like, I don't get it.
And you're right to hate those people because those people, invariably, they're not the people who are... They're not working the system. They're more likely either people who have missed a connection, which is outside of their control, or they are just losers.
One of my best friends is a Hayley. She will time it to the very last minute. Like, she'll go as late as she can. And she's like, what's the point? Like, they'll wait for me. I'm like, what?
They won't.
They won't. And then you're delaying other people. And I'm like, the whole point for me anyway, okay, maybe if I was at the airport more, I can understand maybe you kind of get into this rhythm of maybe going as close as you can to the time. But like, when I'm on holidays, I like to be at the airport 2 hours before.
That is the thing. If you go to the airport a lot, you're all about cutting corners. It's all about efficiency. Whereas if you're going on your holidays, the most chill thing to do is to be as chilled as you can be. Mm-hmm. Now, we were talking about before we came on air, Adrian, that, like, you know, when I'm going on a holiday, I will actually look at what time the flight is, because I just hate that really early, you know, that kind of getting up at the crack of dawn, getting a 3 o'clock taxi to the airport, arriving bleary-eyed, feeling horrible for the whole day. I hate that because it's not chill for me. I don't enjoy that particular process. So, but that's because I would want to be relaxed. Mm-hmm. So I will always arrive at the airport with time to get through security and
because
all that
you don't
kind of
know how long the security queue is. Sometimes it's 5 minutes, and sometimes you think you have loads of time and there's a gazillion people there. So, and you're always stuck behind the people who go, really? I have to take my belt off? I didn't know that.
It's their first time on earth, these people. They're like, what? And now because you're like in Dublin Airport, the
Isn't
way you,
how we
the
do it in
way
Alabama.
You can leave everything in your bags, they're like, there are people in Dublin Airport like annoyed at the fact they leave the laptops in there. They're like, what?
Well, it depends though on which machine and stuff.
That
you know.
To, yeah.
Oh, God.
Can I just say, Kerry Airport had that before Dublin ever had it.
The technology.
We had it like about 2 years before
Dublin.
Should
the Healy Ray?
Yeah.
Should the question be though, have they ever missed a flight? And then if they've never missed a flight, then what's the difference?
And it's a bit about like sucking up a bit of the stress, because the thing about it is that you're just, it's never going to be a zero stress scenario.
No.
Because he has to acknowledge that his personality type is actually prone to being stressy anyway. So trying to, you know, I don't get it. I think if as a unit they've managed to make it through.
Exactly.
I get a little bit of what they're both like. That is the compromise.
That's fine. And as what he kind of said is that they seem to have their only flights in the airport. Like, sure, you're probably in the airport twice a year, if even. Like, that's fine. Like, you'll be grand.
Yeah.
You know I mean? And look, if it really annoys you and you want to do the divorce thing, do it. But she will miss her flight.
And then what do you do then?
Well, pity about her then.
She might learn a lesson. But what I've learned from people who are like that in airports, they never learn.
Yeah, you don't
learn. They never learn. It's just the way you are.
Yeah.
You're born like that.
I don't think you learn your lesson. Yeah. I think if you've missed one flight, it doesn't mean you'll never miss a flight ever again. It means you're the kind of person that's going to miss a flight.
By the sounds of it, the both of you are doing fine. Enjoy your holiday.
You've just described us as a couple. He's like a sergeant major. It drives me lula to the point I deliberately slow down. I now just say, I'll meet you at the gate. When boarding is called, he's first up. We all have to get on. Relax. I love an early flight. Yes, you are tired when you wake, but the airport is quietish, less chance of any delay, and you have the whole day ahead on arrival. God, I don't know what time, how early flights you're getting.
It's full of all these.
It's always packed.
Yeah, all the.
The only thing
is,
you do your plane, unless something really bad happens, your plane, those Ryanair planes are never delayed. They act because you're on the first one out. So you're not on one of those relay
that's
ones.
Super
so
early.
That is, but it's like, God, you're leaving at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that fella should arrange to meet his wife at the destination hotel, says Jim. Someone else says, I'd put money on the chances are that the wife does all the heavy lifting with regards to booking and organising everything up to the point of getting to the airport. She probably feels that once she gets to the airport, she's on holiday mode. Maybe, but you're just speculating. We don't know. We've no idea.
That could make sense. I know people like that. I probably would be a bit like that, but I am sergeant major in the airport. Like, I need to be there early and have everything planned. But like, I know that some girls like to be a passenger princess. When all that is done, they want to like go into total relaxation mode.
You know the way that when you go, you get to the actual departure gate. Some people are you know, they arrive there and then they sit down for a while and then they stand up and they get into the queue.
Oh no,
for the priority thing. Yeah. They paid to be, you know, priority boarding, whatever it is. And then they get into the queue of priority and they're waiting there, like, in the queue, and you're like, what?
That's just that's just for the overhead baggage.
Yeah,
that's so you can put your bag close to where your seat is.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're carrying the thing that goes underneath the seat, and then you don't need to worry
about that.
That's
the thing. But people who do non-priority, they still stand in queue, even though they have to wait for everyone in priority to go through first.
Yeah.
That now I don't understand either. I'm like, sit down, have a drink.
Because it's almost like everybody thinks that there's not enough room on the plane for everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, there is that. There is this real Irish thing that at some point they say, some fella come out and say, sorry, you're not getting on. You're wearing trainers. You're not getting on.
They're not getting in here. The night bus or
something. It only happened to me once where I was going to America. I was going to America and I actually mixed up. I've never done this before. I mixed up my days with the flights. No, it was like time. I thought we were leaving at 3, but we were actually landing at 3. So woke up, realised, rushed to the airport. Thankfully there was a huge queue in immigration, so once I got past and like checked in, they knew I was there. But like, lads, I thought I was going to keel over, and I was like, how do people do this time? I couldn't. I just don't get it.
It's very stressful.
John says people who are always late think their time is more important than anyone else's. Carol Ann says you can't change anyone's behaviour but your own. airport divorce is a fantastic idea. Why bother compromising? They should definitely try and meet at the gate. Someone else, Jerry, says, I'd rather be relaxed on the other side of security than sweating in a cab en route. That said, being tall, I'm always one of the very last to board due to the restricted legroom on the plane. The contradiction drives my wife mad. I'm with the wife, says Deirdre. No need in the world to be there so early. Half an hour before boarding is grand. Just make sure to bring 10 kg bags. Dublin airport security is very efficient. So what should they do? So the airport divorce, do you think?
Yeah, I think the airport divorce has to be with criteria. It has to be that there's one non-negotiable thing, which is that you will be at the departure gate at this time.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's the thing. And it's not, I don't mean, you know, it's not, it can't be the time that the flight is taken off because you're meant to be on the plane at that point. So you have to just actually have an agreed thing where... And if you fail, as you say, somebody's not going to
make it. I just kind of think, suck it up, lads. If that's your only fight. If your only fight in your relationship is the fact you're different in airports.
But that could be a humdinger, the stress and everything. Yeah. My husband hates being in the airport early. When our sons were young, he wanted to get a burger before we left for the airport. Everything went south. There was something on in London. And when we arrived, we couldn't check in, pre-self-check-in. We had to get two separate flights with the children. He went ahead to get the car. We followed, except he had my bag with my wallet. So we were snookered.
Whoa.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and bring your own bags just in case as well.
Oh, no.
For my husband's birthday a few weeks ago, he asked if we could fulfill a fantasy he has that he's been harboring for many years, sharing a bath. I thought it was sweet and I gladly obliged. I put on nice music, sprinkled in the Radox, and off we went. It was ridiculous, of course. Baths are designed for one person at a time, but it was a bit of fun. The trouble is this, he now loves baths, having never bothered with them before. I have a bath every Friday night to unwind after a long week, and he's jumped in every time since the first one. He presumes that this is something I want. But he's invading my personal space. He's 6'3" and still carrying some Christmas weight, to put it politely. There is barely room to swing a bar of soap. And when he gets excited, even more water is displaced.
Wow.
Jaws. I mentioned all this to him, but he laughs it off, saying that baths are now our thing. I hate to puncture his romantic efforts, but how can I get him out of my bath?
I mean, I just think the part where it's like when he gets excited... Yeah. For more water.
I know, but like, it's 6'3" man. What are we talking about here? You know.
Well, I think there's a humble brag going on there somewhere.
I think so. Yeah.
Look, I don't think there's anything wrong with her just going. Her feeling that she doesn't want her big 6'3" husband getting into the bath. Like, how big is their bath anyway?
That's what I'm just going to say. Exactly. Like, I'd love to know the context. Like, where
do they have one of those big round, like, you know,
or one of the traditional long ones? You know, the long ones.
Because if it's a regular, normal, like, you know, bath that you get in the semi-detached house, yeah, there's no room in that.
There's no room in that.
Absolutely.
That's squashing you.
That's squashing.
No, you are totally right to not be into that. That is setting you up for arthritis when you're older. Oh. So, you know, that's not good. I think the plan here is to be quite clear. By smiling and giggling and laughing at him, you know, while, you know, in your head being going, I'm not into this, you're not communicating to him. Mm. So you need to say, look, this is my private space. I don't think you realise it, but you're actually kind of hopping into what's meant to be a kind of a relaxing time for me. I think what he's done is he's clued into finding by, you know, plan or by accident, like a kind of a way to have a little romantic, you know, regular ritual. And you're kind of snookered now unless you provide him with another one.
Something else,
you
know, yeah. But yeah. There's options. Oh, yeah, there's a shower. Yeah. Like, if he have one, I don't know what. Like, but I just.
Well, he wants to get jiggy in the bath. Yeah. That's even more mind boggling because that's really difficult to engineer
to and navigate. Dangerous. But, like, she can, again, like, it is, it's a communication thing. Like, sit him down and be like, I really enjoyed our time in the bath, but from now on, I would like to. And then, and maybe look, she could say it. That's what I was just thinking there. I was like, okay, look. We'll keep it to special occasions, maybe Christmas Eve and my birthday.
Yeah.
But otherwise, can we do the bat thing separately? Because it is my time to... And you're more than entitled to say that. I don't think it's a bad thing.
No,
and if he gets upset about the fact that he can't get into your bats, then there's another issue there.
I think it's not the bath he wants to get into. That's the whole point.
Yeah, it's not the bath.
It's kind of weirdly sweet in a way that he obviously is trying... to add some more romance and thinks that, as you said, that's the key to just get
yeah.
to
kind
the
of tricker. Back. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. But, you know, I think so what she has to do is to find, you know, to offer an alternative kind of like ritual, because yeah. he just wants to know something is happening.
Yeah, and he probably wants to just be connected to her, yeah. which is, you know, so nice. But it's, yeah, they just need to yeah. find, just say, not being in the bath, like, you can get excited somewhere yeah. else.
Get some aromatherapy going somewhere.
Yeah.
Exactly. And
the yeah. Okay, so, yeah. Or lock the door is a suggestion that's coming in quite a lot. Sure, yeah. That's, I've been dating my current girlfriend for about 6 months. Things have been going great. We're going on our first foreign holiday together at the end of the month. Oh, rousing the airport. While there has been no chat about moving in with each other, we do spend a lot of time in each other's apartments. I like to keep my place clean and tidy. She isn't messy per se, but there's one thing she does that I'm finding increasingly objectionable. She insists on eating in bed. All I can think about is the crumbs and how eating in bed attracts spiders and mice. I find it so gross. Usually it's little snacks like a bowl of cereal or a bar of chocolate. But last week she ordered a takeaway and was swinging barbecue chicken wings all around my bed. One of them was dripping. At one point, she discarded a nibbled bone on my bedside table. I was horrified. I was so tense while she was eating, but I was pretending not to be, because who wants a fussy boyfriend? I feel emasculated if I say anything, because usually it would be lads who behave like this. How do I get her to stop doing this without coming across as a prissy fusspot?
Oh, like, you just, with this, you actually just need to say it. That yeah. is going to bubble up. And that it's obviously annoyed you already. You're early into the relationship.
Yeah.
I think sometimes early on you can gloss over things, but like with something like that, that is clearly annoying you. And it's in your personal space as well. Mm. It's a bit cheeky of her. Like you honestly, I'm sorry, you're not a priest foot. You just sit her down and be like, stop.
It's can funny, we, isn't it?
Stop eating my bed.
How you know? Being kind of having standards about cleanliness is considered to not be manly, which is kind of
exactly, which is nice.
That's kind of repulsive, in fact. But so the reality of it is, I think he's perfectly entitled to say, look, this is my bed, this is where yeah. I relax, so it, you know, it needs to meet my standards, and mm-hmm. those standards include like certain rules, which are I don't eat in the bed, and if you want me to explain why,
yeah,
that's kind of getting into the technical details of it, but it should be, that should be enough. For, you know.
Yeah, and it's your space.
What's she going to say? Ah, no, sure, I brought like a...
Well, it's a sign she's relaxed there. She's being herself. You
yeah,
know.
Yeah, but I think
she
for things
really
like...
She loves them.
Yeah, but still, it's your space. Like, yeah. And
slurping on
you have a certain
wings.
Way. Like, I'd be a bit like that. In my room, like, there's... Like, I like things a certain way and I have my own space. And if people came in and started, like, flipping that around, like, I would be pissed off, like. And I just think you need to have respect.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think eating in bed as well is kind of a one that can be very hit and miss of people. Some people like that. Now, lads, I'm not saying I'm perfect. If I am hungover, the delivery will be brought into the bed, right? But that's in very bad situations. But yeah. I wouldn't be bringing up like my dinner or like anything like that into the bed. But like, I just...
That's like being medicated. Yeah. Yeah, that's yeah. different. taking your medication in bed is yeah. appropriate. But yeah, not like, true. You know,
waking up the next day with a slice of pizza stuck to the side of your face.
You know that thing? Like, I remember, like, funny, I'm thinking about it. You know, if I'm sick and some, you know, and somebody's kind enough to bring me up tea and toast, and then, you know, the toast is a little bit too, the crumbs go everywhere, and then you're in.
No, you were.
Horrible.
And you can feel them in the bed.
And even if they're not there, you're like raging because it's like, what's that? Like, so, yeah, no, food in bed is gross. I think he's totally entitled to have an opinion on that, and he's totally entitled in his own bed.
Yeah.
To say, these are my rules and this is what's happening, this is why. And I don't think that, I think she'll just go, oh yeah.
She'll be fine. And it's the way you say it to, like, obviously, like, don't go at her, but just like, come on, girl, like, yeah. we'll eat downstairs. We'll eat downstairs. Do you know what I mean? Don't be eating in the bed. And also, if they want to, it sounds like their idea would be to move in with each other.
Yeah.
So, like, you're, and then look, yeah. it'll start the boundary conversation.
Well,
there
he already
because, like,
knows what he's heading into. Yeah.
I so, think it's, know, also, it's also that thing about the boundaries is that if you don't say what you
out.
Think now, it's going to just be festering. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just get her a nice little trough yeah. to the side of the
bed.
Oh
my God, get her
a little tray.
Her own little a big table bed. And chairs next to the bed.
Tell that man that the bed muncher with the bed muncher to just accept it. It's the only way. Though somebody else says, red flag, she's a slob, get rid of her.
I did think
that's
that.
The end of that. Well, Declan and Aideen, thank you both very much.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.